Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our series of studies on biblical characters. Today we want to look at two men named Nadab and Abihu, men who offered strange fire. Now, Nadab and Abihu offered before God fire upon the altar that God had not commanded. And in so doing, they had incurred the displeasure of God. By the same element, fire, God destroyed Nadab in Abihu. Let's look together first in Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10 with me, if you would. In Leviticus chapter 10, we want to look at verses 1 and 2, Leviticus 10. The Word of God says, "In Nadab, in Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." So there we have the account in Leviticus of these two men, Nadab and Abihu, who offered up strange fire on the altar before God that he had not commanded, and the Lord destroyed them. Amen. He did something that they were told not to do. Now, first of all, we want to see, as we look at these two men, and we want to make some points as we go along, that no one is exempt. No one is exempt from the same thing. Amen. God gave some specific instructions about offering fire upon the altar. And these two men, even though they were Aaron's sons, and we're going to see some things about them, they came from a good family and they knew God and so forth and so on, it still did not exempt them from what God commanded. The first thing we want to look at is their family relationship was good. Look in Exodus chapter 6 with me. Exodus chapter 6 in verse number 23. We read in the Word of God, "And Aaron took him Elisheba, daughter of Amminadab, sister of Nashon, to wife. And she bare him Nadab, in Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar." Their mother's name was Elisheba, which meant God is her oath. Their father was Aaron, the high priest. Their uncle was Moses. So we see that these two brothers came from a most illustrious, religious, believing family. And we also see they had known the power of God from their youth. Look with me in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, in verse number 1. "And he said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off." So the Bible tells us that these two men had been born in Egypt, and as a result, they had known of the blood on the doorposts and the killing by God of the firstborn in Egypt. They would have known of the power of God from their earliest days. They saw God's power displayed, amen. And we see here also they had been called into special service, amen. We just read in Exodus 24, in verse 1, these were men who had been called by God to be leaders of Israel. They were counted, as we read in Exodus chapter 24 and verse 1, they were counted among the 70 outstanding men of the congregation who had been called to lead the people into a place of blessing. We also see that they had seen God. Exodus chapter 24 again with me, if you would, in verses 9 and 10. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. So we see that they went to the mountaintop, and they were given the privilege, as was Moses, of seeing God himself. You would not think that men who had such a background would ever do anything that would cause the displeasure of God. These same men did something that was so horrible that God, without a word, caused their death by fire from heaven. Now we want to look at and see that there is something that you can do to keep it from happening. Amen. Some things, something that you can do to keep it from happening. Well, the first thing is you can stay away from liberals. The word Nadab means generous or liberal. Such a person often prides himself on his tolerance and open-minded stance. He has room for every opinion and everybody, even when it comes to the things of God. It makes no difference who the man is, whether he is your brother physically, the man you work with, or a man who professes to be your brother spiritually. If he is liberal, that is to say that if he does not believe the fundamental teachings of the Bible, we are commanded not to have fellowship with him. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse number 17. We're commanded, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So this does not mean we are to exclude these people from our preaching, but we are to exclude them from our personal fellowship. We are not to run with them or their crowd. And see, Nadab and Abihu, despite their background, coming from a very religious family, having the privilege to be counted among the 70 leaders of Israel, being able to go up on the mountaintop with Moses and Aaron to see God and so forth and so on, they felt that they could, you know, stray away from the commandments of God and not do what he said for them to do. But we see that God meant business. Amen. You know, we've got to be careful not to associate with so-called believers, amen, even though they say they're believers, they may not believers, that they want to stray away from the fundamentals of the Word of God. Amen. They want to say, oh, we can be liberal in this area. God doesn't really mean that. He understands. We need to stay around, away from this crowd. Amen. Another thing we need to do is check before you act. You know, you need to ask yourself some questions. Is this really the thing that God wants to be done? Amen. Or is this really the way that God wants to be glorified? See, this is the day of man serving God. The day that we live in right now. This is the day of man serving God the way he wants to serve God. Despite what God has said in his word, how man is to serve him, he does it his way. And the Bible says it's the way of man is death. Amen. Man is in real danger if he does not serve God the way God wishes to be served. We saw what happened to these two men. You know, they made up their own way to serve God. He told them how to do it. They disobeyed him. They made up their own rules, did it their own way, and they were destroyed. We have to be very careful. We need to stay within the confines of the Word of God. Amen. And if we want to know how we are to live today in this church age, the age of grace, we should read the whole Bible, but primarily, doctrinally, Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, lays down how we are to live and serve God, amen, in the Pauline epistles. Now, if you read something in another book that doesn't contradict that, fine. But if it does, remember to stick primarily with the Pauline epistles for how you are to live for God in this age of grace. Another thing that we can do to prevent this from happening is to stay in full control of our senses at all times. Look in Leviticus chapter 10 again. Leviticus chapter 10 with me. In Leviticus chapter 10, we want to look at verses 8 and 9 together. Leviticus 10, verses 8 and 9. We read, "And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou, nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations." We see that this comes on this chapter 10, these verses 8 and 9, come at the end of the discussion of the death of these two men, Nadab and Abihu. God immediately spoke to Aaron, telling him that neither he or his sons were not to drink wine or strong drink when they came into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they die. Now, we don't know that these men were drunk when they did what they did, but there is some reason for God putting this particular statement, I believe, so near the sequence of events about which we have been speaking, about the destruction, amen, of Nadab and Abihu because of offering strange fire upon the altar. Now, we want to look at point number three to ensure this will not happen in your life. We need to stay where the real fire is. Amen? If you never get where there is any strange fire, you will never pick up any strange fire. Now, of course, we're talking about the Old Testament in our study today, and we're talking about strange fire, offering fire upon the altar and so forth and so on. Now, of course, in our worship of God, we don't do that under the age of grace, the New Testament. We're no longer under the law, amen. The Mosaic law, amen, and so forth and so on. There's no longer the Old Testament under the law, the sacrifices and so forth. But, you know, there's a lot of strange fire going on in churches today. Amen. And what I mean by that is again, as you look at as you read and study the Bible, you see again there's some specific things that God commands us to do, to follow, amen, and so forth and so on, be it in the establishment of the New Testament church and so forth and so on, amen. And one of the things is the Bible is very clear, amen, that a woman is not to be a pastor. Amen, is not to have rule over men and to teach men. But you know what? We have many churches today that have women preachers, that have women pastors. Now that's strange fire, amen, because that's something that God did has commanded us not to do, amen, is not to have women pastors and have women have rule over men and to teach men and so forth and so on, amen. Now, we're under the age of grace. You know, he isn't going to send fire down from hell and destroy all those churches that have women pastors because he's dealing in grace in this particular period of time that we're in. But again, that's strange fire. That's an abomination to God. Amen. Women preachers. Women pastors. Amen. Another thing is this speaking in tongues. In this divine healing and all of that, and the sign gifts, that's all strange fire. Because if you read the Bible, you rightly divide the word of truth. Amen? What does it tell us? That all of that was at the beginning of the early church. Amen? We know the word of God says the Jews require a sign, and for it was associated with the apostolic ministry. Amen? There were no apostles today in the sense that the 12 Jewish apostles and the apostle Paul and so forth and so on, and God gave them the sign gifts to confirm the word, to confirm the message. They didn't have the full written revelation. They didn't have the whole Bible as we have it today. Amen. And what we saw the shift went from with the gospel of grace of God went away from the Jews, primarily to the Gentiles, the signs were no longer required. But again, you're going to see churches all over America, all over the world today, thinking that the sign gifts are still here. Again, that's strange fire. Amen. We have to be very careful. So you got to be very careful to stay away from that and not to be sucked into it. Amen. To be drawn to it. That's why it's so important to read, study your Bible, rightly divide the word of truth, be in a good Bible-believing church, amen, and so you won't get caught up in that, so you won't be tossed to and fro, as the scripture says, by every wind of doctrine, amen. You know, there are people today who used to be soul winners. Amen. And Bible-believing churches all across America. They used to love their preacher. Amen. They used to minister in the church. And they used to be happy and busy for the Lord. But today they're critics. Today they have stopped soul winning. Or at least they're not seeing the number of converts they used to see, amen. Today they are no longer attending the Bible-believing churches, amen, but are attending some other kind of church or even sitting at home. Today their happiness is not as real as it once was. What happened? Well, see, they began to run with the wrong crowd. They tried to influence the critics. You know, cold-hearted Christians by being their friends. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm going to fellowship with them because I'll change them. I'll bring them back to church. But you know what? It's the rotten apple in the barrel concept, my friend. That one rotten apple will make that whole barrel of good apples become rotten. Amen. And that's the same thing. You need to pray for that individual. Amen. You don't need to be fellowshipping with them. You're just going to become a gossip, an ear for gossip, and so forth and so on, because they want to rip down a church. They want to bring down the man of God. So what's happened? A lot of Christians have come and been influenced by the critics, by the cold-hearted Christians that they tried to bring back to church. But the more they hung around with the wrong crowd, the more like the crowd they became. And finally, what happens? Just like the rotten apple, amen, rotten, makes all the other good apples in the barrel rotten, they become rotten, amen. We see their love for God and the church and the preacher and soul-winning service change. So the lesson is clear. Stay away from strange fire. Amen? That's right. We see that, look with me in Hebrews chapter 1 with me for a moment. Hebrews chapter 1. So you need to stay away from strange fire, which means you need to be around the real fire, the real thing. Amen? Look at in Hebrews chapter 1 with me for just a moment. And in Hebrews chapter 1, we want to look at verse number 7, Hebrews 1, 7. It says, Hebrews 1, 7 says, "And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire." Notice it says, in verse 7, "and his ministers a flame of fire." It says his pastors are a flame of fire. In other words, stay close to real Bible preachers. Amen. Men of God who take a stand on the Word of God, who believe, not only just use the King James Bible, but believe that AV 1611 King James Bible is God's preserved, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. Amen. See, all those other new Bibles, so-called Bibles, are the devil. And those Bibles are strange fire. Stay away from them. I mean, there's just so much evidence that shows you that these Bibles are the devil. They water down the fundamental doctrines of the faith. They water down the blood, the deity of Christ, and so forth and so on. So you want to stay close to a real Bible-believing preacher, amen, that takes the stand on that good old King James Bible. A real Bible soul winner, amen, who's on fire for the Lord, amen. Stay. If you're in a good Bible-believing independent Baptist church, stay there. Don't move, amen. Be like a nail planted in the house of God, amen. Stick with it, stay with it, stay by the stuff. You know, another thing, another point as we talk about strange fire is the devil has come so subtly into our churches that used to be, independent Bible-believing churches, took a stand of the King James Bible, have come through the music program. There's so much strange fire when it comes to music now, amen. Oh, the words of the particular song may be religious, but the beat, amen, and the artist producing it look just like the world. So don't let that music program, amen, you know, that jazzed up music program, the one that gets your flesh, amen. If you notice, if the music gets your flesh going, that's strange fire. If it appeals to the flesh, the good old gospel hymns, amen. And there's plenty of good old gospel hymns, good CDs that you can pick up and listen to. Do you ever notice how those good old gospel hymns, they feed the soul. They uplift your soul and your spirit, the flesh. The flesh doesn't like that. If you get music, amen, that appeals to the flesh, gets your flesh going. Strange fire, have nothing to do with it. Amen. You know, don't let that music program or that glitzy service or some smooth, say-nothing preacher take you away. Amen. From the place where God's presence and power is evident. Amen. And don't let numbers throw you. Oh, big, large congregation, got to be of God. Amen. No, it doesn't necessarily. Amen. We're in the end times. People want to hear their, have their ears tickled. Amen. There are many Bible-believing independent Baptist churches that stand on the Word of God, the King James Bible. You've got pastors there with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 people. Amen. Sticking by the stuff, being faithful. Stick with that man of God. Stay with him. Encourage him. Amen. Because we're in the end times. Amen. No one's committed to anything anymore. Amen. I'm up here in the up in the Boston area, up north. Amen. It's tough pickings up here. Amen. If you want to stand for God, that is. If you want to do, you know, all these other tricks and games, yeah, you can have a fairly good large congregation. But if you mean business for God, amen, it's difficult. But let me tell you, amen, I'm going to stand before God someday, and I'm going to be responsible for the few souls that I oversee here on earth. And, I mean, that's enough for me, praise the Lord. Praise God. Stay away from that strange fire. You know, the Word of God is like as a fire. Look at in Jeremiah chapter 23 with me. Jeremiah chapter 23. In Jeremiah chapter 23, look with me in verse 29 of Jeremiah 23. It says this, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord. Amen? That's right. The word of God, that's the real fire. That's not the strange fire. The real fire can be found, the real power, amen, is found in the King James Bible. Amen. You know, I talked to so many so-called preachers, and I asked them about what their belief is on the Word of God. Oh, yeah, I use the King James, but I don't want to make an issue out of it. Well, I want to make an issue. Amen. Because if you don't have God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word, and it's some in some lost autographs, some lost originals, we're in big trouble, brother. Amen. So keep your every thought coming from the Word. Study the Bible. Immerse yourself in it. Soak it up. Amen. People who love the Word of God and follow it in their daily lives will never incur the wrath of God while they follow in the path of obedient life and service to Christ. Amen. That's something that Nadab and Abihu didn't do. They had the Word of God, they had God's instructions, and they chose not to heed and obey Him. No one is exempt. No, despite they came from a godly family, their father Aaron was a high priest, amen, they were privileged to go up to the mount, the presence of God. Despite all of that, they were not exempt, amen, from obeying God. None of us are. Amen. So that concludes our study today on Nadab and Abihu, men who offered strange fire. This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time out today to listen to me on the pastor's study. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue these series of studies on Bible characters. Until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, My prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you, and good day.